What I says is this here, sir. Fair play's a jewel.
Mr. Quelch was busy that afternoon. He was at work on a pile of form papers when the ancient porter of Greyfriars School tapped at his door and shuffled into his study. The removed master's pen remained suspended in the air, like Mahomet's coffin, as he gazed inquiringly at Gosling. Gosling stood shuffling his feet, his ancient hat in his hand, and looked disconcerted and uncomfortable.
"It's like this here, sir,"
said Gosling.
"Boys is boys, which is to say young sweeps, but fair play's a jewel. What I says is this here, sir. That there young bunter never did it."
"And what do you mean, Gosling?"
"Just what I says, sir. All this here talk about young bunter are idling himself away, sir. I hears about it, and I ask some of the young sweeps. Oh, I mean the young gentlemen, sir. What it's all about. And it fair give me a turn, sir, when I hears that young bunter is out to be flogged, sir, along with that there tomato."
Mr. Quelch drew a deep, deep breath. "Do you mean that you know anything about that episode at the gates on Monday afternoon, Gosling?" he asked.
"I never see no episode, sir, not knowing what it might be if I did see it,"
answered Gosling.
"I ain't come here to tell you nothing about no episode, sir, but about a tomato."
"That was the episode to which I allude, Gosling."
"Oh, well, I ain't never heard a tomato called episode before, sir,"
said Gosling.
"It's a new word to me, sir."
Mr. Quelch bestowed upon him a glance which the fabled basilisk of old might well have envied. "Will you kindly tell me what you know about the matter, Gosling?"
"Yes, sir. That's why I come here, as soon as I heard that there young bunter was up for it,"
explained Gosling.
"I never knowed it had happened at all till I was told on it 10 minutes ago. But seeing how I was, I knowed at once, of course, how that tomato happened to hit Mr. Hacker in the hay."
"Do you mean that it was not Bunter who threw the tomato, as Mr. Hacker supposed?" exclaimed Mr. Quelch.
"Course he didn't, sir."
"Do you know who did?"
"Course I do."
"Then who was it?" cried Mr. Quelch quite eagerly.
"Me, sir,"
said Gosling. "You?" Quelch almost bounded from his chair. "You? What do you mean, Gosling? You threw a tomato at the master of the upper fourth? Impossible! Gosling, have you been drinking?"
"Course I never throwed it at Mr. Hacker, sir,"
said Gosling.
"Me at my time of life playing tricks with tomatoes? Course I didn't. It was a haccident."
"Bless my soul," said Mr. Quelch.